a new thing. Hello, I'm Malcolm, and welcome to your daily devotional podcast anchored in Isaiah 43, verse 19, where God says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Now, currently we're looking at God doing a new thing in the lives of Elijah and Elisha, and today we're going to explore Elisha's request. Let's pick up the story here in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. When they had crossed, that's the Jordan, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you? Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit." Elisha replied, "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah said, "yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will not." As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them, and Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha saw this and cried out, "My father, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel!" And Elisha saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment and tore it in two. Elisha then picked up Elijah's cloak that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. He took the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and struck the water with it. "Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" he asked. When he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left, and he crossed over. The company of the prophets from Jericho who were watching said, "The spirit of Elijah is resting on Elisha." And they went to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. So, what do you make of Elisha's request? Well, for one thing, it's a difficult request. Elijah tells him, "You've asked a difficult thing," asking for a double portion. And of course, part of the reason it's difficult is because Elijah's not in the position to grant the request directly. Surely only God can do that. There's some things that only God can do. The man asked Jesus to heal his son and said, "If you can," in Mark chapter 9. Jesus said, "Everything is possible for the one who believes," because it's our belief in God that sees our prayers answered. TJ spoke recently about praying impossible prayers. Those are difficult things to request, but don't they honor God more? The second thing about the request of Elisha is that it's conditional. Elijah says, "Well, if you see me when I leave, then okay." It's a bit like James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, where we're told that when we ask, we must believe and not doubt. We shouldn't be like a wave of the sea blown and tossed around. That person should not expect us to receive anything from the Lord. We've got to deal with our doubts if we're going to be asking for things that are difficult. We know that Elisha took Elijah seriously, and that's what enabled God to answer his request. He stuck with Elijah until the very end. And it's hard to be certain of what Elisha was asking for in terms of a double portion, but it seems to be something connected with a desire to continue Elijah's work with an even greater demonstration of the power of God. It might be connected with the oldest son inheriting double the amount of the next son, Deuteronomy 21, verse 17. But interestingly, Elisha appears to have performed roughly double the number of miracles recorded as performed by Elijah. Is there something there? He wants God to be magnified more in him. Maybe that's why the prayer is answered. See, seeing our prayers answered, yours and mine, often means asking for the difficult. The impossible prayers we pray tell us something about the vitality of our faith. And the conditional element is important because we must remember that God alone knows the right time, the right place, and the right manner for our prayers to be answered. Motives in prayer matter, don't they? James warns us in chapter 4, verse 3, "When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures." Surely Elisha has his difficult prayer answered because he wants that prayer to be answered so that God can be glorified. Will you pray some difficult prayers today? Why not? And see what God will do. Because I hope you find your heart, your life, your congregation, and your whole world inspired by God doing a new thing. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.